You're listening to Radio Albion, talk radio for the nationalist community.
Welcome to the Daily Nationalist. Today's date is Wednesday the 13th of May 2020, and you're listening to me, Sven Longshanks, broadcasting at RadioAlbion.com. Well, yesterday I was looking through an article by Dr. Edward Dutton on homosexuality, and in this article he was revisiting some of the themes that are common in his work about how 90% of the people that are around today wouldn't have survived 200 years ago because genetic weakness that meant that they were susceptible to diseases meant that they would have died out. And part of this has been the advances in medicine, which has caused this. And obviously we have masses of overpopulation in Africa where we have given them medicines that they never would have actually developed themselves, which has caused all sorts of problems. And I was just reading this and thinking about this and thinking about how I've talked about before, how I believe the world started with a perfect beginning and degenerated since then. Morality has degenerated since then. That's the traditional view of the world, the Golden Age, the Silver Age, the Iron Age, and the Age of Clay that we are in now, that fits in with Daniel's dream of the statue that was like that. And we have these Greek myths as well, that we had a Golden Age, the Age of the Gods, and then the Age of Kings, the Age of Heroes, and now the Age of Beasts, I would say, where men behave like beasts rather than men. But to get back to what I was talking about here with Ed Dutton's theories about how we now have more of what he classes mutants, genetic mutants, people with mutant genes that mean that they're susceptible to crazy feminist theories and dysgenic theories that actually harm our people. And thinking that this is somehow tied in with medicine. And I've wondered for a while about the symbol for medicine, which is a serpent. It's a snake. Obviously, the serpent is associated with Satan. And I was thinking, well, could it possibly be that medicine is, although it may be good for the individual, that it might actually be very negative for the group? And if we look at the book of Revelation, it talks about pharmacopoeia, which is rendered as drugs in modern translations. And what that is talking about is medicine. And it's saying that medicine is a bad thing. And if we look at the Apocrypha, there's a book in the Apocrypha called the Book of Jubilees, which was probably actually written by Talmudic Jews, and although it tries to claim that it is part of the Old Testament and was genuinely written back at that time, but it was probably written by a rabbi after the birth of Christ, I would suggest. But in it, it talks about the fallen angels, and the fallen angels are actually responsible for giving Noah medicine. They're responsible for teaching Noah the arts of plants and all the various remedies that people were using for medicine. And I wondered at that, and I thought, well, how come medicine is linked with these fallen angels? And it would all fit together if, in actual fact, medicine and pharmacopoeia has been responsible for the degeneration of our people. If you think back thousands of years ago, if we were genetically perfect back then, we would have had resistance to diseases. We wouldn't have got diseased. And if somebody had had a child that was weak and sickly and susceptible to disease, they would have died. They would have died out. But if they'd had medicine, if the child had been given the medicine, then they would have grown up, and then they would have introduced those weak, defective genes into the group. And obviously, then they might have had three or four children, and then their children would have gone on to introduce these weak genes into the group. So in actual fact, medicine, although it could be good for the individual, it could have been absolutely disastrous for us as a people. And it may be the reason why we are susceptible to diseases today, because instead of these people being born that were susceptible to disease, instead of them dying out, it meant that we kept them alive, and it introduced weakness into us as a people. And if you look at our race, or your nation in particular, and you look back through time and you look at it as a whole, then it wasn't good for us, because it's led to the stage where we're at today, where we are weak, we are sickly, we are susceptible to disease. We have all these mutant genes among us, which cause people to be obese and ill, and give people crazy dysgenic theories such as feminism, the increase in homosexuality. Of course, that's linked in with the excess estrogen that's in the environment, and also the toxic plastics that mess around with your hormone supply. It all works together with these weak genes. So it could be that medicine, in actual fact, has been very harmful to us if you look at it in the long term, which would fit in with why it has the symbol of the serpent, which would fit in with why it is spoken of negatively in Revelations, and why it was in actual fact something that the fallen angels gave to us, according to the Apocrypha. Just something to think about anyway. It hadn't occurred to me before to think about it in that way anyway. Well, let's get into some news. And unfortunately, while everybody is concentrating on coronavirus, we do still have horrific crimes that are being perpetrated against our people by the newcomers, by the imported third world that our governments have chosen to force upon us, knowing that they were crime prone, knowing that they were likely to carry out horrific crimes against us, our governments still imported them. The first incident that I have got here, some might call poetic justice, but the reason why people might think that is because obviously this person that was killed was brainwashed into thinking that diversity was a good thing. The president of a pro-migrant association that delivered assistance to the homeless was found murdered at his home in Bretteville-on-Sierre, east of Cherbourg, on Contenten Marche, according to ACTU. And obviously this was a white guy, this was a white president who was an advocate for migrants, obviously against nationalists, probably a fully paid up member of Antifa. And the very people that he was advocating for, at the expense of his own people, have now murdered him. Retired teacher and former director of Gonneville School, Jean Ducine, 63, was president of Itinerance, a group that helped vulnerable migrants. And what this is a misplaced charity. Instead of feeling charitable towards his own people, he's felt charitable towards another group of people. And if he's not going to feel charitable towards his own group of people, then who is? Who is going to do that if we don't do that for ourselves? This is what's at the heart of this. is that we've been tricked and deceived into thinking that we are responsible for everybody else at the expense of being responsible for ourselves. That's one part of this. And the second part of this goes back to the story of the scorpion and the frog. And the scorpion says to the frog, will you give me a lift across the river? And the frog says, if I give you a lift across the river, you're going to sting me. And the scorpion says, well, why would I do that? That wouldn't help me at all, would it? Because you would drown and it would kill me. So the frog says, oh yeah, that's very logical. Okay, I'll give you a lift across the river. And they get halfway across the river and the scorpion kills him and they both drown. And the moral of the story is that it's in the scorpion's nature to do that. Now, it is in black and non-white people's natures to be far more criminal than we are. And we can see that from the statistics. We can see that from the amount of violent crime that we see happening in their own countries. And we can see that from the systems of law that they developed in order to deal with it. So by ignoring the statistics, by believing the diversity propaganda, and through being tricked into being charitable to another group instead of his own, this white retired teacher is now dead. Dusine was found dead this morning at his home, believed to have been beaten with an iron rod as he slept. So he wasn't even able to defend himself. This was a cowardly attack while the man was asleep. The man who had devoted his life to helping the person that beat him to death. It's the same as the scorpion and the frog, isn't it? The frog goes out of his way to give that scorpion a ride across the river, and the scorpion stings him while he is in the process of helping him. Migrants who Dusine was hosting sounded the alarm when they found the educator's dead body, according to Quest France. And of course, this isn't to say that all migrants are like this or all black people are like this. What it is telling us is that they are more likely to do things like this than white people are, which means they are more of a threat to the peace of the country than if we just had homogenous white people in a country. Since the brutal murder, a young 20-year-old Afghan migrant who Dusine had been housing has been arrested and placed under local police custody. It has been reported that the migrant in custody cannot speak French. So he couldn't even understand what this pro-migrant president was actually saying to him. And this is a cause of a lot of problems, is the fact that a lot of these newcomers don't even speak the language of the country that they are living in. And instead of learning it, they expect us to do the translations for them. I mean, this is being put forward as a reason for why there are more non-whites that are catching this coronavirus is because white people haven't translated the warnings into enough foreign languages for them to understand it. Patriotic Alternative have a solution to that. They say, well, we will just produce information in English, and if they don't understand English, then they will not be treated. And if they want interpreters, they will have to pay for it themselves, which is obviously the way that a sensible government would deal with problems of people coming to the country and expecting to not have to learn how to speak the language. Of course, we would say, well, we go to other countries and we don't expect to have to speak the language, but we go to other countries as tourists. We don't go there expecting to live there and have everything provided for us by these countries that we go to when we expect them to be able to speak English, say. Detectives and criminologists are reportedly at the scene of the crime, processing the former teacher's home for evidence. According to Valeres Actuels, it was reporting that Dusine was sleeping when the alleged assailant, an Afghan migrant, barely 20 years old, attacked him with an iron rod. He could not be revived. And of course, there's no possible motive here. There's nothing that can be seen as to why this Afghan migrant attacked this president of the pro-migrant association. And it's the same with the scorpion and the frog, isn't it? Why did the scorpion sting that frog? Just because it was within the scorpion to do that. He was capable of doing that. And obviously, Afghans are capable of doing things like this. Investigators are still working on finding a motive for the violent murder of the philanthropist. He may not have needed a motive. He may have just felt like killing someone, the same as you get blacks that just feel like raping someone and they go out and rape someone just because they felt like it at that time. This is what they say in courts. I've read court transcripts where they've said that, where they've been quite bemused at the fact that they've been arrested for this because they thought it was perfectly normal thing to do in the countries that they come from. I doubt whether we have any countries where murder is quite the normal thing to do, but this is the sort of thing that goes on in these third world countries. And they have a lot of animosity for white people. They have a lot of hatred for white people. What this may have been, it may have been regardless of how kind this white philanthropist was, just the fact that he was white may have been enough. This Afghan migrant may have had relatives that were killed by drones or by the army, Western armies that are out there in Afghanistan. You just don't know, but they do have valid reasons for being angry against whites, and still we let them come into our country. Sadly, a similar story took place last year when a promising medical student and pro-migrant activist, also from Normandy, was stabbed to death by a migrant she was reportedly housing. And I've lost count of the number of times that we have actually heard about this story, where you get the migrant worker and they're either raped or killed by the migrants that they've devoted their lives to helping. And you would think that incidents like this would get mainstream coverage to warn these people that do work with migrants that this is something that may happen to them. But they don't. It will be covered up. There are instances of these migrant activists actually being raped and then refusing to say anything about it because they don't want the migrants to get a bad name. Never mind the fact that you want to publicise these things to prevent something like that from happening again. She put the interests of the migrants ahead of the interests of our own people. And the fact that we would do something like that, that we would have people that would put the interests of another people ahead of the interests of their own, says that we've got something seriously wrong with our group psychology, seriously wrong with our racial character, our group spirit here. If we are putting other people's interests above our own interests, it's kind of like when you see animals that are behaving strangely and they're not behaving in their best interests, and the reason for that is usually because they have a parasite. You might see a mouse that's out in the day, or you might see some other kind of creature that is not hiding from the sunlight, that isn't trying to get away from you, and that's usually because it's got a parasite there, and the parasite is somehow altering the instincts of the creature. And we have an analogy here. We have a mass media that is altering our instincts. We have a whole society from the top down that promotes ideas that are harmful to our own people, but that are beneficial to other people's, which is just what you're going to have happen if you live in a multicultural society, because each group is going to be advocating for its own best interests, and whatever is in its own best interest is obviously going to be at the expense of the host group that are in the country. And it seems that every other people group understands this, apart from ours. Sadly, I have another story of migrant attacks on white people to cover today. And this news report also, unfortunately, is from France. A 63-year-old Congolese migrant was arrested by police Sunday after allegedly raping a 92-year-old resident in the nursing home where he was employed. And the picture shows us that this was a white resident, of course. The alleged sex attack took place at the Corian Les Arcades retirement home in the 12th arrondissement of Paris on Sunday evening and was reported to police by the director of the facility after a nursing assistant claimed to have caught the man shortly after the rape took place. And again, this is quite a common occurrence. I have lost count of the number of times I have read about black or non-whites in care homes raping the elderly and doing it in their homes as well. You get incidents where a black burglar will go into a house and he'll start robbing things, and then he will just think, well, I've broken the law now, I might as well just break every law I can think of, and then they will rape and they will murder. And that's actually the train of thought that they have. They think, well, I've broken the law now, I might as well break all the laws. And that's summarizing what they say in court as their reason for doing things like this. According to the nursing assistant, she noticed the Congolese male in the room of the 92-year-old and asked him what he was doing there, as he was not assigned to that particular area of the retirement home, Actu 17 reports. So what do we learn from that? We learn that he was actually working in the nursing home. He was a nurse there. He was somebody that the inhabitants of that home should have been able to look to for help and support. And instead of that, he's raping them. She said the man turned around and his genitals were exposed, and also noticed the elderly woman had been partly undressed. The nursing assistant screamed and the man fled, only to be discovered later by police in the gardens of the facility. There was also an incident last year where, I believe it was a Mexican, had actually been raping a comatose woman in one of these facilities, and this wasn't picked up until the comatose woman actually gave birth. And then they DNA tested the people in the facility and discovered that it was this Mexican that had been raping this comatose woman. We get these incidents of these perverts and monsters that go into this profession. They go into the caring profession so that they can then assault our most vulnerable members of society that are in these facilities, unfortunately. And if we were to have an ethnically homogenous society, and you were to have white nurses around white people, then you would have the added loyalty from the nurses that the people they were looking after were part of their extended family. They would be far less likely to do things like this. In fact, I can't recall ever hearing about a white nurse doing anything like this. I know we've heard about doctors that have killed people. It probably has happened, but it certainly doesn't happen as often as this happens, where you get blacks raping or attacking the elderly whites in the care homes. And if we did have white nurses looking after white people, I would suggest it would be far less likely to happen, far less likely to actually get any abuse. We know that black people have a chip on their shoulder about whites. They blame whites for every failure that has ever happened to them, to their people. They blame on whites, whether that's right or wrong. They still do that. And then we put them in positions where they can attack our vulnerable white people. And we just assume that they won't do it because they're being paid to be a nurse. But it does happen. And again, I'm not saying it's all of them. I'm sure there are very good black nurses out there. But a percentage of them, when they get a chance to do something like this and they think they won't be caught, they will do it. According to newspaper Le Parisien, the elderly victim was in shock and was treated by the emergency services upon their arrival to the scene. The paper added that a spokesperson for the Corian Group, who run the retirement home, refused to give any details about the accused employee, but confirmed he had been fired. I wonder if part of him being employed was so that they could say, look how much we support diversity, look how many black people we've got on the staff. The Corian Group run 308 retirement homes across France and have been accused by families of residents of not doing enough to protect their beloved ones from the Wuhan coronavirus. At least 606 residents are thought to have died from the virus within homes run by the company. And now they've got this going on there. The case comes just days after a nurse in Italy, who was fighting the coronavirus in Naples, was raped by a Senegalese migrant for around 45 minutes after she had finished her shift and was waiting for a bus. I believe that actually took place in the afternoon as well. That took place in broad daylight, where you had one of these nurses that's trying to protect our people from corona, and she's being raped by somebody from the other side of the world who shouldn't even be in her country. All of these rapes, all of these attacks, the only reason they could happen is because our governments allowed these people that are more likely to carry out these sort of attacks than we are, because our governments allowed them into our countries with the full knowledge that these were the sort of things they had a propensity to do. The French case is not the first to see a migrant man allegedly rape elderly residents in a care home. In 2016, a Somali teen was arrested after he managed to sneak into a German elderly care home and proceeded to molest and rape several residents and later killed an 87-year-old woman who confronted him. And again, I will say, when did you ever hear of white people doing anything like that? And again, I'll say it's not all blacks that behave like this, but they are more likely to do things like this than white people are. As we can see from the statistics, as we can see from reading what happens in Africa, as we can see from hearing about these news stories today. But don't have nightmares about it. You know what to do. Just avoid having anything to do with these people. That's the best way to protect yourself, and if you can't avoid having anything to do with them, then just be as polite as you can possibly be, and hopefully you will avoid conflict with them. And if you have to put elderly relatives into a care home, try to find a care home that is in the country and doesn't have non-white nurses, I would suggest. Anyway, thank you very much for listening. I will be back tomorrow with Dr. Matthew Raphael Johnson. God bless and hail victory.
You're listening to Radio Albion, talk radio for the nationalist community.